January 30th, 1901. The Poison of Interest. The virtues and the merits of Jesus are as many towers of fortitude on which everyone can lean in the journey of the way to eternity. This morning, on coming, Blessed Jesus transported me outside of myself, in the midst of many people of different conditions, priests, nuns, secular. And Jesus, sending a sorrowful lament, said, "My daughter, the poison of interest has entered into all hearts, and, like sponges, they have become soaked with this poison. This pestilent poison has penetrated into monasteries, into priests, into the secular. My daughter, that which does not surrender to the light of truth and to the power of virtue, surrenders before a most wretched interest. And before this poison, the most sublime and lofty virtues fall shattered like fragile glass." And while saying this, he cried bitterly, "Who can say the torment of my soul in seeing my most loving Jesus cry?" Not knowing what to do to make him stop crying, I spoke some nonsense. "My dear, oh please, do not cry. If others do not love you, offend you, and have their eyes dazzled by the poison of interest, in such a way as to remain all soaked with it, there is I who love you, praise you, look at all that is earthly as rubbish, and aspire to nothing but you. Therefore, you should remain content in my love and stop crying. And if you feel embittered, pour it upon me, for I am more content with it rather than seeing you cry." On hearing me, he stopped crying and poured a little bit. Then he shared with me the pains of the cross. And then he added, "My virtues and the merits I acquired for men in my passion are as many towers of fortitude on which everyone can lean in the journey of the way to eternity. But man, ungrateful, running away from these towers of fortitude, leans on mud and conducts himself through the way of perdition." Then Jesus disappeared, and I found myself inside myself.